Hello, my name is Ans Persoons. I'm the Secretary of State in charge of Urbanism and Heritage.
This year is a big year for Art Deco. What is the city doing?
Well, there's a lot going on. So we're doing different events throughout the year that are celebrating Art Deco. It's the 100th birthday of Art Deco in Brussels. And I know that a lot of people know Brussels as the Art Nouveau capital, which is an other artistic current, but we also have many, many buildings, public buildings or houses, schools, churches that are Art Deco. And we really want to now also map Brussels and get a lot of attention about everything that we have in Brussels around Art Deco. And this festival, the Banat Festival, is a small part of that whole Art Deco year. But what they managed to do is it's incredible. It's 3 weekends, but they have very good contacts with often private owners who live in an Art Deco house that open up that house for them. And so if it's an occasion to visit places where you normally would never get in. And there are also a lot of public buildings, like, for example, the city town of Forêt. That's Art Deco. You recently got renovated. It's magnificent. You should go there. And there they do guided tours. So, yeah. It's really a way to get really in touch with everything around Art Deco in Brussels. And I think what they do very well too is that they have a different programmation for people with handicap, wheelchair, blind, hearing difficulties. So it's incredible and it's a unique way to discover Art Deco in Brussels.
And it's about time because Brussels has so many Art Deco buildings, not to mention it has the biggest Art Deco building in the world, the Koekelberg.
Yeah, totally. We have the Basilica of Koekelberg. I think even a lot of Brussels people don't know that it's Art Deco, but everybody's always thinking Brussels, it's Art Nouveau, but we have a great variety in Art Deco buildings. And I think we already managed to get that label of Art Nouveau capital, and now we want to do the same with Art Deco.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.